here's a story from The World.
The British Museum in London serves as a kind of show and tell about the British Empire. There are amazing things to see, a lot of it stolen or looted. For years now, the museum has been under pressure to return many of these cultural artifacts to their rightful origins. But the British Museum points to a 1963 Act of Parliament to explain why it can't. A new case, however, is testing that excuse. It concerns 11 objects sacred to Ethiopia that have not been seen by the public in 150 years. Samantha Knights is the British lawyer who wrote a legal opinion that says it would be entirely legal for the British Museum to return these objects to Ethiopia. So let's start with the objects in question, Samantha. What are they?
These are highly sacred objects. They are a fundamental part of the rituals and the ceremonies of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. They're basically tablets. They're usually made of wood, but sometimes stone, and they're replicas of the commandments of the Ark of the Covenant. And they are only ever meant to be seen by Ethiopian Orthodox priests.
How did they actually end up in the British Museum?
In 1868, there was a Battle of Makdala, part of the British Army's expedition to Abyssinia. And the British Museum had agreed to send Richard Holmes, an assistant who was in the museum's manuscript department, on the expedition to Abyssinia to acquire as many cultural artifacts as he could. So he purchased a large collection of items from different sources throughout the expedition. But after the defeat of the emperor at the battle, British troops went on a looting rampage and they plundered items from the treasury and they plundered items from the nearby Orthodox Christian church. Then there was a prize auction a few days later and Holmes bid for various manuscripts, bid for tabos and got them. And then they were brought back and then ended up in the museum and others were acquired by the museum subsequently.
So some of the most famous stolen or looted items in the British Museum, things like the Elgin marbles and the Rosetta Stone, they've been on display for more than 200 years, but the Ethiopian altar tablets have never been on display. Why were these artifacts never on display?
Well, I think it's because they were so very sacred. The museum accepts their religious sanctity, their very, very special nature, and as a result of that, has never allowed them to be put on display, never allowed them to be copied, photographed, or even studied. So this really does make them very unique in their collection.
So the fact that the British Museum never displayed the Ethiopian altar tablets is a key reason, I gather, you think their return is not a violation of the 1963 Act of Parliament I mentioned earlier. What does that act say?
Right. So the provision says that the trustees of the museum may dispose of an object if, in the opinion of the trustees, the object is unfit to be retained in the collections of the museum and can be disposed of without detriment to the interests of the student. And in my opinion, I set out why, in my view, the tabos are unfit to be retained and can be disposed of without detriment. First of all, they don't have any apparent use or relevance because the museum accepts that they can't be put on display or they can't be photographed or copied or be given access to anybody, except occasionally they do allow access to the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. Secondly, they can be disposed, therefore, without detriment to the interests of students because the students don't have any possibility to view, study them or copy them or do any research. Thirdly, it doesn't appear that they fall within the museum's broader purposes because the museum's purposes are to curate, to research and to exhibit. The museum can't do any of those things with the tabos.
Samantha, how has the British Museum responded to your legal opinion?
The museum received the letter, which was signed by a number of very high-profile individuals, and my opinion was attached to that, just before their trustee meeting on the 4th of October. And they have said that they need more time to consider the opinion by all the trustees.
Samantha Knights is the British lawyer who wrote a legal opinion arguing that it would be legal for the British Museum to return sacred altar tablets to Ethiopia. Thank you very much, Samantha.
Thank you.